الحمد لله وكفى، وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قالوا طائركم معكم، أئن ذكرتم، بل أنتم قوم مسرفون. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Allah has brought us now in the month of Safar, after the great auspicious months, the Ashur-e-Hurum, 3 months that came together. Now Allah has blessed us with this month of Safar. This is a month with which regard to it, people generally, globally, in the whole world, past and unfortunately presently also, one is they regard it as an empty month, that there is no goodness, no barakat in this month. Whereas time belongs to Allah. And Allah Ta'ala puts barakat whichever place He wants to, whichever time He wants to. And barakat and goodness from Allah is dependent on our actions. If we do good actions in a time we perform namaz, Allah's rahmat comes down. We are in our house, we are making tilawat of Quran Sharif, reading Quran Sharif, making namaz, etc. Farishtas of rahmat come down. Allah's rahmat and barakat comes down. No matter which part of the day or night, which part of the year it is, all, every day of the week, every month of the year, all the time it is up to us. But the people, not only that they regard this as an empty month, more worse than that, they are globally. Previously, before the advent of Islam, even when Islam came, even today, and unfortunately, very unfortunately, even good pious people, who we will call pious people, who make ibadat and they've got ilm also, ulama also, we regard this as the month in which there is all type of wrong. That this is a month that is associated with emptiness, no barakat in this month, and that is called also Khali Mahina, of course, famously it is known. Further also, that it is a month of curses, bad omens, etc. And all this is totally wrong. And to have that, many of our old ladies still now, they say that Safar is a very difficult month on the man. And for that we have to give some sadaqah. And in their minds they fix some fixed sadaqah also. Half a loaf of bread, 6 eggs, and whatever else, funny things from their own side. No way in the Shariat all these things come. And we regard this as thing, and they are regarded as pious people and knowledgeable people. On the ignorance they are regarded as knowledgeable. Unfortunately we living in such a time. On the impiety they are regarded as pious. How values have changed. And this is accepted in most of the families also. Those old ladies, no namaz in their life, nothing, but they are giving all decrees about Shariat. And they are telling people what to do. So Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala save us. The Islam has taught us to be strong and positive in all matters. No matter which day of the week it is, no matter where we are, we can be in the most worst places. Turn to Allah Ta'ala. And Allah will turn it into the best places. And we can be in the best of places. But if we are engaged in guna and wrong there, then in the best of places also, and the best of times, if in the last ashara of Ramadan, the first 10 days of Zulhijjah, if we are in Haram Sharif and we are committing guna, then what is the... But if it's like the month of Safar, we are doing good, Allah's rahmat comes down. So we must not be bogged down by all the superstition that the people have, all the suspicion, bad omens, weaknesses, etc. That is not in the life of a mu'min at all. And in that, the hadith negates all this. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, لا طيرة ولا هام ولا صفر. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. The details the ulama give, the meanings of it, etc. Basically, all type of superstition, all type of suspicion, all types of fear in a person. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, المؤمن القوي خير من المؤمن الضعيف. وفي كل خير. A mu'min must be positive, must be strong. We have got Allah on our side. We don't have to wait or fear any giants of the jinn also. We don't have to fear any dragons also. When Allah is there, then what do we need anything else? Allah, we have to turn to Allah and make Allah ours. Main ho jaun tera aur tu ho jaye mera. Yahi mera din dua mangta hu. When we are making our dhikr, etc., turn to Allah. And we have been blessed with such mashayikh. Our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahimahumullah. What a connection with Allah Ta'ala. One time, Hazrat was in Bangladesh. And his son, Hazrat Maulana Mazhar Sahib, phoned Hazrat and said that his son, most probably it was his second son, Maulana Ishaq, or one of his sons, he had to go for some operation. And we have booked him in already, and everything is done, and please make dua that the operation goes well, etc. Hazrat told him that you said that the operation is after 2 days, whatever it might have been. You give me 3 days, and after that it's your son, it's your right. You can do what you want to let him go for the treatment, but give me this 3 days, and then see. Hazrat turned to Allah, and Allah's good fortune for us. We saw when Hazrat used to make dua, how his whole body used to shake. And he was in a different world. What duas Hazrat must have made. Where it was confirmed he needed that procedure, that treatment. Then Maulana Mazhar's phone came. He said, we took him. They said, he's perfect. He doesn't need anything. So this, we've got Allah on our side. And Allah gave us the strongest power, dua, namaz, to make contact with Allah immediately. We just pick up our hands and Allah's rahmat comes down. It is mentioned there is one angel that is exclusively deputed. When a person says, Ya Rahman, he is up on the seventh heaven, far away. Immediately he descends to the lower heaven. The second time you say, Ya Rahman, he comes down to the earth. And the third time you say, Ya Rahman, he's there by you. And he serves you whatever you want. We have got thee, we have got Quran Sharif. Allahu Akbar. Before the advent of Islam, the river Nile, it was common, and even after Muslims conquered Egypt and that the river Nile does not flow during the irrigation, the season of planting, etc., until they don't sacrifice the most beautiful young girl, and dressed also in the most beautiful way, and with the most valuable of all jewelry, pearls, diamonds, etc. Then if they sacrifice that for the river Nile, then it will flow. And it was ingrained in them. This, it has to be done. There is no alternative. No second thought about it. It is, they have to do it. And then when the Muslims went there, they said, the Amir there, Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala, said, this can't happen. How is it? It's not, they say, it's not on at all. But he's looking at it from the eyes of Islam. and the aqidah, and the pure aqidah of Tawheed, and the qudrat of Allah, and the oneness of Allah, they say, no, it has to be done. They are looking it from their experience of the past. They are looking from their point of view. They say, it has to be done. He says, it can't be done. And the river didn't flow. So he wrote to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, this is the position here. Allahu Akbar. See, when Iman is there, which we have to develop. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu wrote a letter addressed to the river Nile. And he said, put this letter into the river Nile. I'm addressing the river Nile, that if you're flowing on your own accord, and you need this young girl to be sacrificed every year, then we are not in need of you. And if you are flowing by the will of Allah, then flow. From that day till today, without any sacrifices, which were taking place for years and years, not only before Islam came, pagan years, all that was completely at an end. Islam has come to bring Jal Haq wa Zahaq al Batil. The truth has come, and Batil just evaporates. It's just a matter of the truth coming. So Allah has given us that. So we don't have to go into all these other things which today we are all worried. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, wa ilahukum ilahu wahid. Your ilah, your ma'bud, your source of your power, the source of your hope, where you look that I'll get help from here, I'll get help from there, is none other. Wa ilahukum ilahu wahid. La ilaha illahu. It is only He. His power is alone in the whole world. No government power. We don't have to worry of what the scientists say. Look at the one Allah. What does He say? We don't have to wait to hear announcements on the TV and then decide what to do. Allah has revealed the whole Quran Sharif. Allah has given us the whole Sunnah of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasallam. Who are Rahmanur Rahim. He is, and after all, the 99 names of Allah Ta'ala. Who al Qahhar, al Jabbar. Great, great, what are the qualities of Allah? But special qualities, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, most merciful, most kind. What gunas don't we commit? What was our quality of our namaz we made now? How much concentration we had? Our outward postures of namaz not correct, but He is Rahman. He allows us to come to His house over and over. He allows us to fold our hands and stand with adab and respect in front of Him. We, if somebody has disrespected us, we just say immediately, you never come in front of me. I don't want to see you anymore. But Allah Ta'ala allows us over and over. Who are Rahmanur Rahim. What are our sajdas? He gives us the opportunity. He brings us to the house. Ye qadam uthte nahi, uthaye jaate. It's not that we have come, Allah has brought us. And then when we are here, He brings us into salah, which is a very close relationship with Allah now. And then in salah, He takes us into sajda, which is the closest to Allah Ta'ala. But then also, we are not thinking. And Allah speaks to us, my banda, have you found somebody else more powerful than me, that you're not paying attention to me? My banda, have you found somebody more beautiful than me, that you're not looking at me, that you're thinking of somebody else? My banda, you have got hopes in somebody else besides me, and still we don't pay attention. And still Allah doesn't refuse us to come again. If somebody is so unfaithful, somebody is so unappreciative, we say, please, no more, you don't come here. I don't want to see you anymore. But Allah allows us. What kind of salat we make? So kind is Allah Ta'ala. So we have got Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. What we should understand, for a mu'min, there should be really no need of any amils also. Amaliyat is permissible. Our buzurgs also did. But really, we don't need these amaliyat. On one occasion, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam explained that on the day of Qiyamah, there will be 70,000 people that will enter Jannah without any hisab kitab. They asked, who are those people? Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said that they are those people, la yarqoon, الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْقُونَ, they don't make ta'weez, وَلَا يَسْتَرْقُونَ, they don't take any type of ta'weez, ولا يتطيرون. And they don't all this fortune telling and all that, nothing of that sort. وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. And they have the full trust only and only on Allah Ta'ala. These are those people. So, to make ta'weez is permissible. And the correct ta'weez, to go to amils who are genuine is correct. But there are hardly anyone who are genuine. Of our country, of our people, that if we have to speak of the things, the actual hard facts of what things carrying on. Just to give you one, two ideas, there was one Mufti Jin from Bangladesh, and he was famous in South Africa. He used to come a lot. He was at our friend's place, Maulana Hussein Bayat, Rahmatullah Ali, and he told him to put up the lights from the mains. And he said, you leave the lights off, and he was doing all funny sounds and all those things. Maulana Hussein Bayat, our friend, we know him, those who know him, he was that type. He went and he put the switch on. That person became very, very angry. All his dong, what will you say, dong? All his pranks and all his tricks were exposed. In fact, he himself, he came to me in the Darul Uloom, I was in the office working, and he told me that I want to go to UK, and to get my visa, I need a letter. So if you would have given me a madrasa's letter, then it will make it easy for me to get my visa. So I say, you tell everyone that every day you go to Bangladesh and you teach Bukhari Sharif there. And you come back here. So what you need a visa for? You don't even need an aeroplane. You don't have to buy a ticket also. You can just go when you're going every day. And you are teaching Bukhari Sharif in Bangladesh and you're coming back here. So what you need my letter for? So the stories of this, if we start till morning, we won't finish with all this story. But yet good people, ulama, we all fall prey to this. When that thing comes, our minds go so blank that now we forget that our La ilaha illallah. And we forget Muhammadur Rasulullah. Now we feel this amil will do everything. And these are so common. Our money we are robbed of. And without any exaggeration, how many humans' respect and honor, izzat is taken away. And how much the people are deceived and duped by these people. We got Allah Ta'ala. We got Quran Sharif. The most great manzil. But the Quran Sharif, if you have got Quran Sharif daily in your reading, and particularly make sure today, Allah reward our friend, he gave us an invitation, so we were like busy. But ask ourselves, did we read our three quls today? That every day, without fail, we should read our three quls. If we read our three quls, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala guarantees for that person, hudita, you have got your hidayah. This that comes that will be morning mu'min, evening kafir, you don't have to worry, read your three quls. Hidayat of yours will be guaranteed. Dajjal can come and 20 Dajjals can, and 200 Dajjals can come. Read what Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam taught us. You have got your hidayat. No matter how the woman of the road entice you, no matter what the people tell you, your hidayat and it will come without you having studied Quran and Hadith directly from Allah. Allah will guide you. Today is the time when deen is put in a very, very beautiful structure. But it is not deen. It is everything besides deen. Today it is the time of talbis. وَلَا تَلْبِسُ الْحَقَّ بِالْبَاطِلِ. Don't mix up the truth with the falsehood. But it is being mixed so much today. Today there are so many people that we tell them, don't listen to that person. But he's doing so much good work. That organization, how much good work they do. That is all the bait they are putting. And if they have to be speaking here, they'll speak our language. And they'll speak our subject. But the minute they get a chance somewhere else, then what is inside, that will come out. And all these other things are just bluffing people and talking the nice things. That is one side when they are on their own. So we must not get bluffed with that. So hidayat Allah will guarantee. And then after hidayat, Allah Ta'ala kufita, all your needs Allah will satisfy. Our deen is such Ad-deenu yusrun. Yuridullahu bikumul yusra. For this dunya's things, to just to earn our bread and butter. How lot effort we have to make. Just to be able to buy water and light. Electricity and water. How much we have to make effort to buy clothing for the children, to pay our rental. But deen, just do little bit. Allah has made it easy. And all your needs, kufita, all your needs will be satisfied. But Allah give us that yaqeen. We haven't got that yaqeen. One good alim, he said that, don't tell the people that they must read surah Ayatul Kursi and they will be saved. Because if a problem comes, then they will feel that we have been done down. He hasn't got yaqeen himself. Otherwise, through Ayatul Kursi is definitely your cure. But we haven't got that yaqeen, and that we are not building. Just build our yaqeen, and then see on small, small. Dunya is not a big deal. It's not a big effort that we have to make. But we haven't got that yaqeen. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, how many of the Sahaba? Not one stitch of dunya's work they did. They didn't even have farms. They didn't have shops. They did not work for somebody. But the amount of times they went out in the path of Allah, the amount of times they went for Hajj and Umrah, the amount of children they had, all their needs were fulfilled. Deen fulfills it. So the three quls is so powerful. And third, wuqita, your protection is guaranteed. We are bluffed and made so stupid that all whatever security measures we are taking, now we got cameras, we got haram, videoing everything what is happening. Has crime gone a little bit less anywhere? With all our alarm systems and all our neighborhood watches and all that, crime is all the time on the increase. But just bring the correct method and we'll see how crime will get cut down also. And the criminals, they will become righteous and pious. Fuzail ibn Ayyad, rahmatullahi, he was a highway robber. And how he used to rob the people. How he used to slay and kill the people. How people were afraid for him. But when his time of Hidayat came, he became the beacon of Hidayat for us today. We are sitting here in Masjid al-Taqwa, how many hundreds of years after his life, we taking inspiration from him. Just bring deen into our lives. Another very, very easy amal. Please do this every day. Three times the qul, the three quls. Three times each with bismillah each time. After Fajr, make sure we read that. After Maghrib, make sure we read it. And Allah's full protection will be for us. The other very simple amal, let us do this. Bismillah, who doesn't know bismillah? Every Muslim knows. Tawakkaltu ala Allah, we all know. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ We all just read those three things. Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ Yes, on that is this virtue, that hudita and kufita and wuqita on that. And a person who reads the three quls, تَكْفِيكَ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ تَكْفِيكَ مِنْ كُلِّ شَرٍ You will be protected of all types of evil. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say that people are afraid, you're talking in the context of South Africa at that time, crime. Crime that time and now also, the amount of crime, you will be protected without you doing anything else. And the other thing, jadu. How many people, any small thing, jadu, you will have no worry of jadu. And the third thing is to say that every second person we hear, he's got cancer. And the other second person got depression. You just read this and then no depression, no cancer, no heart problem, no problems whatsoever. No financial problems, no discord in the family. But do this, read the three quls and read the dua when leaving home. Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, wala hawla, wala quwwata illa billah. So simple, so easy. And more after the three du'as which we get. Then on top of that, وَتَنَحَّى عَنْهُ الشَّيْطَانِ And shaitan moves away from that person. Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri puts this in his beautiful way, our Shaykh explained. Our Shaykh taught us these du'as. A person will read after Fajr, after Maghrib, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ السَّمِيعِ الْعَلِيمِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ Three times. And then the last three ayats of Suratul Hashr. Huwallahu alladhi la ilaha illahu till the end. Then, Wakkalallahu bihi sab'ina alfa malakin. Allah appoints 70,000, 77,000. And I'm saying this consciously. When we started building the Darul Uloom, at that time, the projected cost of building what we wanted to build was about R1 million at that time. So one person of our town, very nice person, and very good friendship also, in friends he was talking, he says, "Does Maulana know how many zeros are in a million? What is he earning? What is he dreaming about? Does he know how many zeros come in a million?" Eh? But Allah Pak today, mashallah, much more than that. In His Qudrat alone, Allah Ta'ala granted it to us. So 70,000 malaika, Allah appoints them to make dua for you. Those 70,000 malaika got no other work, not reading the tasbih of Allah, not making tawaf by the arsh of Allah. Their work is only to make dua for you. You just have to read that. So little. And they make 70,000 farishtas make dua for you. وَإِمَّاتَ فِي ذَٰلِكَ الْيَوْمِ أَوْ تِلْكَ اللَّيْلَ مَاتَ شَهِيدًا. If you die the day you read this, you die as a shaheed. And what are the great virtues of a shaheed? And to become a shaheed is not an easy job. Hey, on the battlefield, and today's times with the bombs and the grenades and all things that are going off, your wife becomes a widow, your children become orphans. Yes, just by reading in the comfort of your of the masjid, the comfort of your car as you are going home, you read it and you shaheed. So Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali used to say, "I don't start my day's work. I don't have my breakfast until first I don't put 70,000 farishtas on my duty. Let them make dua for me, then I'll have my breakfast, then I'll start my day's work. First put 70,000 farishtas on your duty." And how much if you have to pay one farishta, one laborer, how much we have to pay? One security guard, and if he's a top level security guard, how much you have to pay? Yes, 70,000 malaika. And their duas are readily accepted, free, immediately. And they are making dua for you the whole day. You can be sitting in the toilet, they are making dua for you. Whole night you are sleeping, they are making dua for you. All the security companies of the world together can't give you that security, which that will... And so easy. Just reading, A'udhu Billahi Sami'il Alim, three times. And the three ayahs of the last three ayahs of Suratul Ashar, and we get this. May Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala give us. Today, unfortunately, then not only the amils, which the permissible ta'weez is permitted, and many are doing wrong things also. Many, they are taking help of the shayateen, etc., which is then kufr and shirk that we get involved in. And then how many good people we know personally, ulama, who going to the sangomas. Now the amils also are not enough. Now going to sangomas and doing all the funny things they tell them to do. And they do it diligently. But they just because they are parishan. We haven't made akhirat our object. Dunya is our object. And what we want, all this going to amils also, we don't want to change our life. We don't want to conform to the laws of Allah. Allah is our maker and He knows what is best for us. Asa an takrahu shay'an wa huwa khayrun lakum wa asa an tuhibbu shay'an wa huwa sharrun lakum. You might like something, Allah says it's not good for you. You might hate something, Allah says it's good for you. That famous instance of that king who was going, used to like his hunting. So he went with his main minister. They were always together, very good friends also. And just as they started the journey, the king got hurt by his thumb, he got cut. And just when you get cut by anything, then it burns a lot at that time. And it's very painful. And the minister had the habit of, for everything he should say, "Jo Allah karta hai, so achha karta hai." Whatever Allah does is good. So he said, "Very good. What Allah does is..." So the king is a king, he thinks like a king. So he said, "I got hurt and you saying very good happened to me." So he ordered him, put him in jail. Again he said, "Jo Allah karta hai, so achha karta hai. Whatever Allah does is for the good." Anyway, he went to jail, the king carried on. He went beyond his borders to a land where there were cannibals, human eaters. They eat a human being alive. They caught the king, they were going to eating. So, but they also had some masalas like we got for Qurbani, that the eyes of the animal must be right, the ears, the tail, check all those things. So they checked up, oh, his cut is not good for Qurbani. Now he realized, I got one cut and my life got saved. Otherwise they should have eaten me alive here. So he came back, now he understood. He took the king, the minister out of jail, red carpet treatment. By what you told me, I understand now. But when I put you in jail, that also you said it was, what was good in that? So he said that, King Badshah Salamat, you know that we never separate, we are always together. So when they caught you, I should have been caught together with you. You should have been saved because you had that little cut. But my body, I got no cuts or anything. They should have eaten me alive. I stayed 3 days in jail and my life got saved. So what Allah does is for the best. We don't understand how many times in our lives, if we just ponder and this ghaflat is taken away from us, we will see our daily lives when we are traveling, we are at home, how many things we do, what Allah planned for us, what we had planned and what Allah planned, that came out for the better. So we shouldn't worry about all these things. So all this amil, sangomas, etc. Today is a time also, unfortunately, of all different types of therapies. All the haram therapies. In many of these therapies, our alimas are involved in this. And there is kufriyat, open kufriyat in there. It is they taking help from the jinn from Jewish sources and from all other sources. And good people, as I say, alimas, everywhere, whether it's the Gauteng area, whether it's Durban area, overseas, many of the alimas and people are flocking to them also. This month is to teach us to make our trust on Allah. When we have got Allah, what we need all these things for? And the wrong things which they are doing. So there are a lot of this life coaching also. And all, and where they go? They go for their retreats to some resorts, etc. And only ladies they take there. And what and what. And how many people, those mashayikh also are called mashayikh, and take their muridnis, also all his one sheikh, a male, and he's taking all his muridnis for a retreat. And we become blind, good people. We think, no, it's a sheikh, it's all right. No, whoever breaks the law of Allah, that person is a write-off. If he makes tawbah and he's doing it for some his weakness and he admits it, but when he doesn't, whoever it is your father. Allah said clearly, وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُشْرِكَ بِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا. Don't follow. Even the greatest rights Allah has kept is of parents, more than your ustad also. And ustad's rights are more than your sheikh's rights also. But even your parents, Allah just cleared up the whole matter with the parent. So even if your ustad tells you to do wrong, and if he's doing wrong, even if your sheikh is doing wrong, Mawlana Salim Dhorat, Allah reward him, he says there is a time of fitna, and he's a mashallah, great sheikh. He says, the day you find I'm gone off track, leave me alone. Follow the truth. So don't follow anyone who goes offline. It's your father, it's your ustad also. It's your sheikh also. It's your murabbi and your benefactor also. The deen of Allah is supreme. Allah made Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam do what mujahada for the sake of deen. Deen was not compromised. His sahaba, Allah made it that their hands had to be cut. They had to be stoned to death. Who would like it? And his sahaba were his student, his prized student, but the deen of Allah comes first. So in all matters, so we mustn't all this funny things which are happening, the psychiatric treatments, etc., they make you more mad. And the clear proof of this is, according to not our records and our findings and statistics, but their own writings, Guinness Book of Records, the highest rate of suicide is of the psychiatrist. If they are yet to solve everyone's problem, how come their rate of suicide is the highest? They are committing the most suicide, and we still going to them. They are mad, they make you mad. And all this, they got their PhDs, permanent head damage they got. And PhD, phera wa dimagh, the mind, minds are upside down. The shaitan has urinated in their mind. And we going to them for, and we leaving Quran Sharif alone. Today we should think, there are those people who are calling us, that they say that when you follow Quran and Hadith, and the more you follow it, the more you are firm on Quran Hadith, that you got blinkers on your eyes. And you got, you are dokyanus, you are the old fashioned, and you are like grow ghosts, and you are like spooks and death, and you are living in the old age, in the stone age, you are in that time. And the more you follow Quran, Hadith, they'll attach you to that. And what they say, what you must follow? Go to university, where what is being taught, firstly, besides all the other haram, it is whatever they teach thesis, theories. Darwin's theory. It's not a fact. They say themselves it's Darwin's theory. The Big Bang theory. And what Quran Sharif, Allah is Haqqul Mubeen. Allah teaches the Haqq and Allah makes the Haqq Mubeen. Allah opens and spells it out. Clearly Allah Ta'ala, Zahaqal Batil, Allah crushes the head with the stones, with Batil, Allah crushes. So Allah openly, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, I've come with a deen to you, as clear as what the night is dark, and the day is light, no doubt for anyone. A most learned person, a most stupid person, ignorant person, they know it's day, they know it's night. So clear is our deen, and they are teaching. Are they what they, at the most what it is? Experiences of man. What they are teaching, they have just now formulated it and make it into a certain subject and all that. But it is all the, and not their findings, all that came along from the past. They just formulated it, put it in that way, and now, and we forget Quran and Hadith. Now with the COVID that was here, those people who felt that we follow the scientists and what the announcement on the TV and what the president has got to say, and those same people, it's so ayah, so open in front of our eyes. World Health Organization, our professor, the advisor to the government on all this COVID and that, at the beginning, they said all of them, they follow what World Health Organization. That is their God. And they are dictated to by their scientists, atheist scientists. So they send out, at the beginning they say you wear masks, you do social distancing, etc. 95% you won't spread the disease, you got with safety. And 95% you won't get the disease. Now after COVID is over, they say 95% it had no effect. It didn't help you at all. And 95% the social distancing, it was not helping to spread the disease, to prevent the disease, it was not helping to that you get the disease. They complete turnabout, and they leaked out their own meeting things, that what we say, these people who are the goyim, the scum of society, they are like sheep, they those who follow us, and in us, these people were the very clever people, and very responsible people. They don't go to masjid. In the carpet is the disease. And Allah Ta'ala says, come more closer to me. Go deep in. Go into the sajda. Make atikaf in the masjid when there are these difficult times. That is what, and they themselves turned about, complete U-turn. And it's not what I'm saying. Coincide. It's there in the open. Everyone has access to it. So we shouldn't be fooled by all these things. So these people, they say, don't follow Quran, Hadith. Who must you follow? You must follow the scientists, what they say. So which is more better? Is there any comparison between the atheist scientists and the words of Allah and the words of His Rasul, sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And they say that you mustn't be blind followers. So don't follow there, but here you must be blind followers. What the university and what they tell you and what World Health Organization say, and just because one person is professor so and so, now you must be blind follow there. That is all right. And this blind following of Quran and Hadith, if you follow that, you become leaders. You are followers, but Allah makes you leaders. The Sahaba, what was their condition? How many Sahaba? They say, before we accepted Islam, what was our condition? What were our morals? What were our guidelines? What was our wealth position? But we accepted Islam, and they should like scoff at them. Look at yourself. Today, where are you? What position? Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. One person from Yemen came, who was from the king's, their progeny, to accept Islam. He accepted Islam, he was going back. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, send Hazrat Muawiyah with him. Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu was very poor at that time. No shoes also. Now walking on that hot desert sand, how it affected him. He told that person, if you permit me, let me sit behind you. He rebuked him. And he told him that you are not fit to sit with me on the horse. I'm from the king's progeny. I'm a prince. And you, a poor person like you. He said, let me walk in the shadow of your horse. He says, you're not fit to walk in the shadow of my horse also. Hey, anyway, they carried, what a journey it must have been. And whatever Hazrat Muawiyah was deputed to do for him in Yemen, he did that. He came back, he told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam told him, hey, excuse him, he's still a new Muslim. He hasn't got my company and my sohbet still properly. He doesn't know the values. Make patience and forgive him. He did so. The time came when Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu was appointed the Khalifa of the Muslims. And now he came to visit Hazrat Muawiyah. Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu gave him royal treatment. He went out of the town to welcome him. And he asked him, you remember that time? He said, yes, it burns me when I think, how did I treat you? But I did not know Islam stuff. I did know what is value. We are Muslims. All of us perhaps are born Muslims. But bring Islam into our lives. We are in Islam. We haven't brought Islam into our lives. Bring Islam and see the world will fall at our feet. Whoever we are here today, but bring Islam. Not just the outward picture of Islam. Don't make talbisul haqq bil batil. Don't confuse the people that this is Islam. If this is Islam, I don't want to know about Islam. Present Islam in its true sense and then see what will happen. So all these things here. And then going to fortune tellers. How many people, and now that it's so easily accessible on the internet, everyone is going and seeing what his stars tell him. It is haram, all this. And to believe in it, then you have discredited all your belief of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are no more in that fold. So Allah ta'ala protect us from all that. And the opposite to that is what is this month of Safar about, that we become bold. A Muslim is a strong person. We become strong. We become positive and full trust in Allah Ta'ala. Wa ilahukum ilahu wahid. Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri rahmatullah alayh heard in a bayan how many thousands of people in the bayan. He says, what are we? We are nothing. You just have to give us a small slap, we'll fall down, we'll die. But when our connection is with Allah and Allah will look after us, you dare touch us. Anyone who wants to touch us, he must go and dig his grave first. And have his kafan ready before, if he wants to touch, if we got that connection with Allah. Then we don't have to fear anyone whatsoever. Allah is there for us. This is the month that we build our iman and yaqeen and our connection with Allah Ta'ala. When Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said that 70,000 people will enter Jannah, bila hisab kitab, those who don't, some ulama have said, who don't do haram ta'weez. Others have said, who don't do any type of ta'weez. They just have their full trust on Allah Ta'ala. They don't take help from anyone. They trust. And Allahu Akbar. We must be on that path. We can't reach there. Where Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he was being thrown, catapulted into the fire. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came, and he said that, I'm here with Allah's permission to help you. He said, Allah, does Allah know my condition? Yes. Allah knows what is happening? Yes. Then, imma ilayk fala, I don't need your help also. Jibreel alayhi salam's help, 100% above board. Nothing wrong with it. Your iman is still 100. But he said, Allah knows my... And he said, hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel, ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal nasir. And as he entered the fire, Allah made it a garden. Not for a minute or two, 40 days in fire burning around him, but he's in the garden there. Allah's Qudrat is above everything. Namrud and all the people saw it with their eyes. It was clear. When Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was in the cave with Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, oh Allah's Nabi, the enemy is right at the mouth of the cave. If they just have to look down, they will see us. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Oh Abu Bakr, what is your thought that the two people Allahu thalithuhuma, Allah is the third person with them. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel, Allah is there. How did Allah save them? With a spider web. The weakest, ankar al-buyut, the weakest of houses is Allah protected his Nabi. And the most beloved of Allah's Nabi, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, what? With a spider web. And how weak is the spider? Allah's Qudrat is above everything. They thought if there is a spider web here, nobody would have come in and gone out here. And a dove came and laid, wa ilahukum, ilahu wahid, la ilaha illa, huwa ar-Rahmanur Rahim. His Qudrat is above everything. So this is the month we build our iman. We turn to Allah tabaraka ta'ala. And the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, this is such, وَلَمَّا رَأَى الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الْأَحْزَابِ قَالُوا هَذَا مَا وَعَدَنَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَصَدَقَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. When they saw the whole enemy alliance there, they said, this Allah told us, we knew it is going to come. It didn't deter them at all. And they were not afraid. And how Allah's help came to them. الَّذِينَ قال لهم الناس إن الناس كجمع لكم فخشوهم. All the people have gathered. They are going to slaughter you. They are going to make mincemeat out of you. They said, حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. Allah is sufficient. And Allah showed that how Allah Ta'ala went to where in that same battle when there was a boulder, a big rock that was not built. They couldn't break it in order to build a trench. They called Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam hit his axe on it and sparks came out. And he says, I see the crown of the king of Persia and the crown of the king of Rome at your feet. The munafiqeen, the hypocrites, they said, yeah, they can't, their namaz is getting qaza. And yeah, they got so lot problem. What hunger they had gone through there. No food they could eat. And they are dreaming of seeing the crown of the king of Persia and Rome. At their feet, it is like the king of Russia and the leader of America. All their valuables are there in Afghanistan. And today the world has seen Allah made it like that. He made them the leaders. So trust on Allah Ta'ala. This is what we have to work. On that line, don't go on the line of the universities and we become their slaves. Your whole life you'll be their slaves. Your whole life you will be under them. You will never come above them. If you go in deen's line, you will allow you be the slaves of Allah. Allah will make you the leaders of the world. Allah will grant everything. So this is what we have to strive for. And in the Hadith Sharif it is told that when any difficulties build our iman, that falat. فَلَا تَقُلْ لَوْ أَنِّي فَعَلْتُ كَانَ كَذَا وَكَذَا. Whatever we did and what happened, it was مُقَدَّر. It was set for us. قُلْ لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا. Allahu Akbar. One time, one good friend of ours, he had a robbery or it was a fire in his shop. A lot of damage. So he told Hazrat about it. Hazrat immediately said that when these things happen, then what was I? قُلْ لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ. Nothing can happen to us but what Allah has written. If Allah has written for it, it's written for us. And who are Mawlana? He's our friend. He's our guardian. He's our guide. He's our protector. And what he has written, like for the king, he gave him that small saw, but he saved his life. The minister put him in jail for 3 days and he saved his life. So this little problems come, don't get excited about it. Allah has written and Allah is doing it for your good. Huwa maula kull la yusibana illa ma kataba Allah lana huwa maulana. Wa ala Allah falyatawakkal al mu'minun. And we trust on Allah Ta'ala. So these things, dunya, Allah has made it, ups and downs will come. It doesn't mean that they don't happen, but your connection with Allah Ta'ala. We are not like the kuffar, we are not like the non-believer, that lana maulana, wala maula lakum, We have got our Mola. You people got no Mola. Who are your Mola? The idols. They can't do anything for themselves. Where are they going to do anything for you? Your Mola and your idols, they can't, the dog urinates on them, they can't do anything. Our Mola is not like that. Who are Molana? He is our Allah. Then when Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was traveling with Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, Ya Ghulam, oh young boy, he was a young boy, see who is teaching Iman and to who? Allah's Nabi, what is the level of Allah's Nabi? And a young boy, Ghulam, a boy who is perhaps 13, 14 more or less, we will see in our time. Allah is teaching, Allah's Rasul is teaching him, and what Iman, that is, I must learn that Iman. All of us must learn that Iman. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Ghulam, Ihfazillah, Yahfaz. Look after Allah, the commands of Allah, obey the commands of Allah, will look after you. In another riwayat it comes, Ihfazillah, Tajidhu Amamak. You look after the commands of Allah. Get up for Fajr tomorrow. Make our namazes with Jamaat. Make them with Takbir-e-Ula. Do what we have to do. Treat our wives properly. Lot of complaints coming. How terrible. And then these feminists and all that, they taking advantage of this. That how the Muslims, how the Maulanas are treating their wives. And what Islam has taught us. Allahu Akbar. In our morning Quran lesson classes, we are busy with in Sayyakul, all the masalas about talaq, etc. And Allahu Akbar, it's just too amazing what rights Allah has given. How much you must protect the woman, how much her feelings you must look after. Don't hurt her in any way whatsoever. You don't want to stay with her, let her go. Don't let the days of the ignorant, they should keep the woman. Don't give her talaq and don't fulfill her rights also. And today is the same thing. And today openly we say, I'll make her suffer. And you'll make her suffer. You are not giving her talaq. And you are not looking after her as a wife. And I'll show her what I'll do. And I'll make her suffer. If you have to die, that woman who you wanted to make suffer, she will inherit in your inheritance. Because she's still your wife. She's going to get in your inheritance. So, and if Allah has to take you to task, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has quoted a few incidents. One incident he writes, that a person who was treating his wife very bad, and just because of his lust, which had become his god, أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَاهُ, his lust and his desires, he made his god, and his wife with 6 children. He wanted to divorce her and married a young girl of 17. And they came to Hazrat. But when you come with your premeditated, preconceived notion, nobody in the world can explain to you. You are not prepared to accept. Then as we say in Gujarati, ek no bani chyo. He didn't accept anything. 12 o'clock at night he gave his wife the talaq. Where must she go to? Her parents are not living anymore. They are old. They have to. She was looking after them. Where are they going to look after her with her 6? Nowhere to go. She looked up to Allah Ta'ala. And what happened? He married that woman. And not 6 months, and he suffered from cholera. And he used to do his number 2 on the bed. That young girl said, I didn't come for all this yet. I came for fun times. I came for enjoyment. And then she left him and went away. Making his number 2 on the bed, in that condition his mort came to him. Nobody to clean his toilet. Nobody to wash him. Messed in all that dirt. And his mort came in that condition. If Allah takes us to task, then what will be our condition? So Allah has given women a very high position. Respect their feelings also. Don't abuse them, not physically, not emotionally, not verbally. Respect and honor them. Nobody in the world has ever given women that position. Nobody today or even in the future can give women that position which Allah has given. What are our women looking at feminists and all women, women's love and all that? See what Quran has given and make effort that deen comes into our lives. And the woman will be like the queen in the house. What position Allah Ta'ala has given her. تعرف إلى الله في الرخاء يعرفك في الشدة. Turn to Allah when things are going well. When you are in difficulty, Allah will be there to help you. Don't, when your things are going well, don't forget Allah Ta'ala. وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ مَا أَخْطَاكَ لَمْ يَكُنْ لِيُصِيبَكَ. And what you missed out, it was never meant for you. A miss is as good as a mile. You missed something in your life, that job, that position, that tender, whatever it is. If it was not meant for you, it could never come to you. And وَمَا أَصَابَكَ لَمْ يَكُنْ لِيُخْطِئَكَ. And what reached you, what difficulty came to you, it could never miss you. Nobody in the world could avoid, stop you from it, from coming to you. وَإِنَّ النَّصْرَ مَعَ الصَّبْرِ. And Allah's help is with those who make sabr. And we say that, how lot sabr now? That I'm tired now. Sabr is not in my vocabulary. That I must make sabr all the time. Make it like a joke. Sabr is for a short while till maut. And in many, most cases, not even then. A little while, then Allah opens up things. And the most it is till maut, and after maut, Allah throws open the doors of akhirat. Yeah, we got our Maulana Mashallah Zakaria. He was a student of ours in the madras, and how active he was. How he was moving around. Today Allah made him ill, but he's making sabr. And on that, this little while, Allah will give shifa, full shifa. All say Ameen. And if there isn't shifa, till maut. And then what Allah is going to open up? We can't imagine. And his whole family, young boy, Abu Huraira, his son, what khidmat is making of his father. His wife, what khidmat she is doing. What darjas Allah Ta'ala will give them. And here he has come from there and he's here with us in the majlis. All for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. So sabr is for a little while. And what Allah is going to give on that. And while making sabr also, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah is with those people who make sabr. وَإِنَّ الْفَرَجْ مَعَ الْكَرْبِ. And whenever there are difficulties, Allah has got an opening for you also. إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرَ. إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرَ. In this ulama explain that you have one difficulty, Allah has got 1,000 solutions for you. But you just turn to Allah Ta'ala. Where are you going to the Sangomas for your solution? Where are you going to all these therapies and life coaching and all that thing? Turn to Allah Ta'ala and just be firm there. And see, Allah tests you for a little while. And when you are crying and begging of Allah, and Allah likes it, Allah withholds His help a little. Allah likes you to cry more. And how you are like sometimes our little children, when we don't give them what they want, and what cute things they say, and how they are crying, and they are making their face, they're not crying, they are just making it up. And they also know, we also know. But you like it, you don't give what you want. You want it more, they must speak all those things. And they speak all those things, and Allah enjoys it. When a person is, so just be firm and hold firm unto Allah Ta'ala. وَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. Allah has opened great ways. Allah sends little bit difficulties, but Allah opens great doors of His mercy upon a person. So this month of Safar, let us not go off track. Let us be firm on track. And then build our iman more stronger. Turn to Allah much more. And then just get that enjoyment in your heart. May Allah is with me. Lifting your hands, what enjoyment. Make your du'as. In your sajda you make your du'as. What enjoyment you get turning to Allah. Handing your matter to Allah Ta'ala. What great pleasure and enjoyment. That all Allah has given us, where are we wasting our time in all other things? Allah guide us to righteousness, inshallah.